The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have my pretty little princess to the right of me. Now folks, for those that did not know, again, you are about to find out that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking your time every day listening to who we are and what it is that we are doing, because we are fighting for the preservation of our constitutional republic, knowing only where we came from, therefore only knowing, well, the future is in God's hands as to where are we going on a daily basis, right? Step by step. We walk by faith, not by sight. You get the point. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook. Got a bunch of downloads going out there right now as to our trip from last week in North Carolina. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, double E, Bradley, double E, Dean, D-E-A-N, one fan page and one personal page. Like them both if you would. And I also post as well, friends, on my Twitter account, and that is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible right now. Well, folks, we're actually in transition with our studios, so we are creating a studio right now, so just give me a little more time, and we will get those phone lines back out for you. I miss taking callers, as a matter of fact, because, again, this is your radio show, and we are doing our best right now to solidify that, well, that dilemma right now. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, I have to turn to my right and ask the little pretty little princess why that is. So could you go ahead and explain, please? Define.
Well, you know, it's a terrible place for your brain to be in someone else's head, because you want them in your own heads. You want them in Christ's head, as a matter of fact. And I want to give you some responses that we've recently had. I think you'll enjoy this. You know, the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. It's a great DVD. If you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can find it. But it's just exposing what happened when Bradley made that prayer at the Minnesota House of Representatives. If you haven't seen it, you need to take a look at it. But Carrie Waldron said, well done. If only we had more who understood this. It was a prayer honoring the veterans, saying we're a Christian nation, as every president up until Barack Hussein Obama has acknowledged, so on and so forth. So if you haven't seen it, check it out, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol on DVD. Also, this is another response from one of your most recent articles, Back to Elementary School with College Professors. It's on Patriot Update, one of the several outlets that you write for. This person said, you should not be allowed to teach any level in this country unless you can pass a test or otherwise prove that you've read and fully understand all capitalization, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, period. That goes for citizens, immigrants, illegals, white, black, male, female, liberal, conservative, everybody. So I think it's kind of interesting how they're saying, yes, it's terrible that these college professors, that these students don't know their founding documents. Everyone should know their founding documents, of course. Some words of encouragement. You know, Bradley's always encouraging people on the radio and over Facebook. We've got some nice responses from those words of encouragement. Katrina Terry said, amen. Janet Boland said, amen. True words cut straight to the heart. Thank you. Lucinda said, amen. I needed that word in my season. So it just, as we're going out there, we're always trying to encourage people. And I think it's kind of nice that those words can get out there for the people so they can say, yeah, it's good gold nuggets, good spiritual food. So I decided, you know, I should put up there a gold nugget from the Dean. Here's a good gold nugget for one of the things that you posted. If you truly want the Holy Spirit revival in your life, it will require a fully surrendered life. Halfway will not do. If you want revival, it is everything or nothing. Another good quote that you quoted by Thomas Brooks says, sin is a plague, yea, the greatest and most infectious plague in the world. And yet, how few there are that tremble at it, that keep a distance from it. So some good gold nuggets of truth. I think that's a great one. Another one said, God bless you for spreading the armor out. His word is truth, and the truth will set us free. And finally, I thought this was overwhelming. It was great from our Liberty Week. I tried to cut it down a little bit, but you know, it was so good, I have to read the whole chunk. It's one paragraph. Wow, talk about a wake-up call of the sleeping giant in Richmond County, surrounding counties, and our nation. And yes, I am just as guilty and ashamed. I serve my country. I have no excuse but to look in the mirror and take responsibility for my own actions and say that it is my fault, too, for not knowing what I have learned during Liberty Week. That was us out in North Carolina last week. I have let down Generation Next, or better known as Generation Y. I pray that Generation Y and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will forgive me for letting you and him down. I now know the truth and will move forward in learning more truth and share it with everyone I meet. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the Sons of Liberty Radio, and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, and all other ministries out there that proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and are actively sharing the gospel on the streets of America. That's from Eddie. So a great response from our Liberty Week out in North Carolina. We appreciate all those great responses, and know that at those that support us, you're really working to get out there and spread the gospel literally nationwide, coast to coast.
And in fact, we just happen to be the vessel to do just that. It's interesting that last referral that you just gave from North Carolina, I'd actually took some time with him. He came up to me at our citywide event in Rockingham, North Carolina, with tears in his eyes, apologizing. I said, sir, you don't need to apologize to me. Now just turn in repentance towards God. Get yourself right with you and his son, Jesus Christ, and learn what you don't know and begin to take the steps up rather than declining downward into a downward spiral. So, and in saying that, it was great. As a matter of fact, I just got an email last night. Someone texted me from North Carolina and said, I see a long-haired guy with tattoos on my television screen right now. And what they did is I did an event at a local church there, and they took that film and they're playing it on television in Rockingham. So, friends, when we're talking about being busy about the work of the Lord's hands, a work of faith and a labor of love, we're really doing that. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And I know that's foreign to most people, but let me ask you the question. How do you show the world your love without your faith? And how do you show the world your faith without the works? Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works, and I'll show you my love by what I do, Jesus said in 1 John 3:18. So if we go back to George Washington, I'm sorry, he's the guy that coined the phrase deeds and not words. Deeds and not words. So what we're missing today are the deeds, not so much the words. And if you remember correctly, it was Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. How about we give the Lord our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then we get back to the works so the world can see him? Because it's the church's job, my friend, to give answers to the world, not to bring forth problems and dilemmas. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let's talk about Tripoli, friends, when we get back. And what is in close pursuit? Well, the atheists. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. We'll have a little fun, too, friends. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So let's talk about the Treaty of Tripoli or Tripoli. Article 11, as the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion as it has in itself no character of enmity, hatred against the laws, religion, or tranquility of the Muslims. And as the said states, Americas have never entered into any war or act of hostility against a Muslim nation. So therefore, it is declared by the parties that no pretext arising from religious opinion shall ever produce an inner or an interpretation of the harmony existing between the two countries. But what was stated was that there was not an empire that conquered nations in the name of Christ, but rather as a government, an institution that protects God-given rights, because we know that when we read the Declaration of Independence, it's our Creator that we derive our rights from. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and of Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, our founders did include a constitutional prohibition against a federal establishment. So therefore, religion was a matter left solely to the individual states. Interestingly enough, friends, our founding forefathers established at every state preamble the acknowledging of God Almighty, the God of the Mosaic Institution. Therefore, if the article is read as a declaration that the federal government of the United States was not in any sense founded on that Christian religion, such as a statement, it is not a repudiation of the fact that the Americas that we live in, the America, is considered a Christian nation, for we are in fact, my friends, a Christian nation. Because again, Exodus 18:21 brings forth the fact that God gave government to men. We good? But what do we hear? We hear from the revisionists that, oh, we're not a Christian nation. You know, we've talked about this a million times, friends. It's just another argument. But we are defenders of our faith. And we can't defend what we do not know that we obtained. So we fight for the rights that God gave us because it's the good fight of faith that Christ instilled in us. You know, but we hear again these atheists, these people that don't believe in anything, right? It's idolatry, friends, is what it comes down to. Vladimir Lenin, as a matter of fact, just to bring you back to the face of the devil himself, the enemy of your souls used a revolutionary named Vladimir Lenin, who had said that communism precedes atheism and atheism precedes communism. So it's idolatry. They want the state to rule. They want to put themselves in God's position, which, by the way, folks, that doesn't fly, right? Read Isaiah 14 when you get some time. As a matter of fact, in 1793, I believe it was 1793. It could be 1792, but I will check that stat when I'm done here. I believe it's 1793, that Benjamin Franklin said that atheism was unheard of. And again, why would atheism be unheard of during the time of the Revolutionary War? Because they were calling upon the God of Israel in Jesus' name for help to establish what we have today. And 237 years later, we still have that. Because of the God that gave us life, our Creator, of course. And again, we've been told by the veterans of our nation that have fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today that there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxhole. True that. But let's go back to the mentality of these people. The evolutionary theory in which they derive their stupidity falls to vanity, my friends. For example, the Heidelberg man was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. How's that working out for him? What about Piltdown Man? The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape, of course. What about Nebraska Man? Scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Are you starting to understand what I'm saying? Vanity, friends, there's nothing behind it. It's a puff of smoke. But these people hold on to this, friends. They believe in the unseen, in creating a God to suit their own sins, which is a violation of the second commandment, Exodus 20, verse 4, I believe. Peking Man, 500,000 years old, all evidence has disappeared. It's disappeared, friends, because it didn't exist. The earth is 6,000 years old, saith the Lord. 500,000 years later, friends. It says all evidence has disappeared. This is the Peking Man. This is their theory, friends. This is where they derive their stupidity from. Things that don't exist. Of course not. Neanderthal Man. At the last Congress of the Zoologists in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. said that his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who had suffered from arthritis. Of course. Cro-Magnon Man. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity to modern man. So let me ask you something, friends. What's the difference? That was the Cro-Magnon Man. Listen to these names. What about the modern man? This genius thinks that we came from monkeys. By the way, it was illegal to teach evolution all the way up until 1968 in your country, friends. And then America wonders why the students of this country go out and commit heinous crimes. Because there's no fear of God before their eyes. They haven't been taught to fear God. But there is a little girl who knew better. And one day a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the question to the little boy, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" He said, "Yes." "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" asked the teacher. He said, "Yes." She said, "Go up outside and look at the sky and see if you can see it." And he went out there and he looked and he said, "Yes, of course I can see the sky." She said, "Did you see God?" He said, "No." The teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he doesn't exist." Friends, do you see the air that you breathe? No, you don't. Yet it's the oxygen that keeps you alive, correct? You know, my Bible again tells me in the book of James that without the spirit, the body is dead. So therefore, how near and how nigh is God unto you? Are you still alive? Are you still breathing? That's how nigh unto you he is. So a little girl in the same classroom spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions, and the teacher, she agreed. "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree?" the little girl asked. Tommy said, "Yes." Tommy asked the little girl, "Did you see the grass outside?" He said, "Yes." The little boy was tired of being asked the same questions. The little girl asked, "Did you see the sky?" Tommy said, "Yeah, I see the sky out there. Why? Why are you asking me these questions? The teacher already answered, right?" The little girl knew better. She said, "No, she didn't answer." Tommy asked the little girl, "Did you see the teacher?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Did you see her brain?" The little boy said, "No." Then according to what we were taught in school today, she must not have one, said the little girl. True that. Just think what atheists and atheism breeds, friends. Abortion, homosexuality, idolatry of every form. And friends, it's interesting that they get angry, these people that say they don't believe in anything. They get angry when you give them facts, because when we talk to atheists, which I run into them, "Hey, listen, they're as rare as hen's teeth. They're very small in number. There's very few stupid people in the United States. There's a lot of apathetic people, but there's a very small amount of stupid people. Needles in the haystack, these atheists are." They get mad when you give them facts or when you ask them questions like, "Well, how do you make reference between right and wrong? How do you tell me, Mr. Atheist, what's right and what's wrong?" They always have to make reference to God's moral law. And I've shared with you in the past, friends, that I've had a caller at one time. He said he was an atheist and that he didn't believe that we were established as a Christian nation. And I told him, I said, "You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Oh, it's going to hit you." I'm not being smart. I'm not being funny. I'm not being a wise guy. I have to care for the atheist soul, correct? So when I had this particular atheist call in, I asked him the question, "Is it against the law to steal?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Who told you that?" He didn't answer me. I said, "My father told you that." Number 8 of the Ten Commandments, God's moral law, the Mosaic Institution. What was he to say? I said, "Is it against the law to kill?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Is it against the law to lie?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Mr. Atheist, who told you that?" Guess what, friends? There wasn't anything else to talk about. There's no questioning as to who we are and where we came from. We just need to put our feet upon His Word and walk it out and fight the good fight of faith. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
About right before the break. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean. Friends, do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we were just talking about the atheist, and again, friends, it's my job. We are called to be ministers of the of reconciliation. We are to bring them to the cross. And the way that we do that is we use common sense. Isn't it interesting that Jesus used a child as the model of heaven? And it's interesting that children understand what Jesus said, because it's always said in great simplicity. And he would always say, Jesus would, and he still does through his preachers today. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And it's absolutely interesting to me that a little child understands. You know, when you think of a little child hanging around a mother, I've heard my little boy ask the question, Mommy, where do babies come out of? Now, they don't exactly know where they come out of, but they know that the baby came from Mommy. And when we go back to Adam and Eve, where we can see, we look at our lineage, we all go back to Adam and Eve, correct? Because that was the beginning. And in saying that, we deal with atheists, and when we deal with atheists, you know, it's not our job to condemn them, but if they love the darkness rather than the light, John 3:18 and 19, you can see that they love the darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved and wrought in God, and that means to be pounded in place by a hammer. And really what it comes down to is men love their sin so much that they want to justify themselves, yet Scripture tells us again, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And Scripture also tells us that our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, not to stand up in our pride. And about the time that you stand up in your pride, watch out. Either you're going to resist in wickedness, or you're going to submit and you're going to call upon the Lord and ask for mercy. And I suggest the proper course to take would be the latter, not the beginning. But, folks, one of the things that I get tired of is the hypocrisy. And you see it all the way around the board. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they do the opposite. And I'm kind of shifting a little away from the atheist, but we see this constantly because when we go back to Scripture in Psalm 14, it says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Well, what about those that say that there is a God? And I've heard this said before, hey, take it how you want it, leave it if you want to. That atheism is the fruit of those that profess Christianity, but they don't practice their profession. In other words, because of the hypocritical Christians in the world, that's why we have so many atheists. Well, let me say it this way, atheist. You have a Bible too. And where you see the wrong, God has given you the light and the grace to right the wrongs. We have a responsibility to right the wrongs. I get tired of the hypocrisy. I get tired of hearing from people, there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is something we can do about it because we have the freedom to do the right thing. We have the grace to do the right thing. And we hear this all the time, friends, and we see the stickers all the time that, hey, you know what? Grace happens. Well, if it happens, then what is grace doing? It's not living according to the flesh. It's living according to the dictates of the Spirit and to the heart of God. And God does not contradict himself, and God is not a liar because he's not a man that he should lie. But again, I'm talking about hypocrites. I'm tired of hypocrisy. And hypocrites, when defined out, means a pretender. Again, they say one thing, they do another thing. They put on a front, but within they're filled with vileness, debasedness, debauchery, sin, carnality, murder, so on and so forth. So let's talk about a couple of hypocrites here. And again, I'm not here to condemn anybody. The law has already done that. For example, there's a popular teacher named Barbara DeAngelis. Have you ever heard of her, Mom and Dad? Who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work. Let me say this again. There's a woman named Barbara DeAngelis. She wrote a book, and it's called The 100 Most Asked Questions About Love, Sex, and Relationships. She has another book called Making Love Work and Making Marriage Work. Her name is Barbara DeAngelis. Did you know that she's been married 5 times? That means she's been divorced 4 times. So she's out there teaching people how to make love and marriage work, yet she's been divorced 4 times and married 5 times? That's crazy, friends. Speaking of hypocrites, you need to know who you follow. That's why we keep our eyes single. That's why we seek the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And by the way, as an exhortation and a word of edification, that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Speaking of hypocrisy, what about former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy, of all people? Hey, friends, it's true. They say whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Look at President Bill Clinton. Was he a faithful man? Absolutely not. He wasn't faithful in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, even the people in Arkansas posted signs on the border before you would enter into the state of Arkansas. These signs, literally, friends, you can check this online. These signs stated, "Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton." You know what they posted right under that? "In compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender." And a sex offender he is, friends. But I'm bringing to the table here, how about former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy? See, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. I'm going to Whoopi Goldberg. You know who Whoopi Goldberg is? Oh, wow. He called on Whoopi Goldberg to be the standard to teach young women how to prevent teen pregnancy. Do you know that Whoopi Goldberg has abortion, has had abortion, has had abortion, has had abortion after abortion? And she's teaching the young girls, the appointee of Mr. Morality himself, Mr. President Bill Clinton, appoints Whoopi Goldberg, who's had abortion after abortion, to prevent teen pregnancy? Talking about hypocrisy. Wow. That's crazy. Friends, you need to know who you listen to. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. What about this? I love this. These Christian little girls. Everybody knows what's going on with Miley Cyrus right now because they're making it national news. They're blowing it in the wind. They want you to see. They want you to see these little whores exploit themselves. The whores they are, friends. But I'm speaking to these little Christian girls like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and all these other Christian artists. And they have the audacity. Back to my point, friend. Sorry about that. We're talking about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera. We're looking at the little Miley Cyruses of the world who profess their Christianity. The little whores exploit themselves for the world to see because, their little puppet masters want them to demoralize the next generation only so that they can become subject to tyranny. And, friends, let me tell you something. That's exactly what it's about. But my point is a hypocrisy that's being exhibited on a daily basis from these little Christian girls. Friends, remember, and this jacks me up. This should make anyone indignant, friends. Britney Spears taking her clothes off for the world to see, and then getting up to the mic and thanking Jesus Christ for her awards, or Christine Aguilera or Miley Cyrus doing the same thing, or even little Justin Bieber himself. Friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. As a matter of fact, keep in mind it was the religious hypocrites that had him crucified. Remember these that said that they were subject and they were the seed of Abraham? Yet these are the ones that decried the fact that Jesus was claiming to be a king himself. When in fact they said, listen, he claims to be a king. Herod, that's a threat to King Caesar, and we have no king but King Caesar. It shows you that they were submitted to the state rather than the other way around, rather than the God that they said that they served. Back to the point, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber and the such, taking their clothes off for the world to see, talking about hypocrites. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Don't ever forget it. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than anybody else. His name is Jesus Christ. By the way, you hypocrites, he died for your sins too. You need to know who you allow to influence you, friends. Here's one of my favorites. She's just great. You know, this woman that I'm going to bring up next, and speaking of hypocrisy, it's interesting. She writes books for children across the world now. You know, she takes her clothes off back in the 90s and, you know, the beginning of the 2000s and the such. And boy, she's really played the whore for the world to see. You know, the parents got around this lady. Her name is Madonna, speaking of major hypocrites. You know, the one that made out with Britney Spears on MTV when all the parents were at work, trusting that the FCC was going to take care of the airwaves and make sure that this filth wouldn't be released on their children. Well, they failed the American people. But Madonna, she's doing concerts for little girls, telling them, I don't give a blank if I go to hell. You know, she was asked on Larry King Live, speaking of hypocrisy, so what is it that your daughter watches on television? You know what she said? My daughter is not allowed to watch that garbage. Interesting. Keep in mind, Madonna's also the one that the parents across the world got together and said, you know what, you need to tone down your sexual innuendos. You know what she said, friends? She had the audacity to plead the Fifth Amendment. Interesting. I didn't know God gave us freedom to break his law, friends. He didn't. Let's get it straight. Talking about hypocrisy, folks, you need to know whose footsteps you follow in. Be right back. We'll finish up this segment, and we'll call it again for 23 hours. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, also do consider supporting this ministry. You can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We are reaching out. Again, if you'd like to go and check out the fruit of the ministry, just over the last week, we got back from North Carolina as well. Tons of fruit, lots of baskets filled up to show you, friends. And we'd love for you to see them. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've been talking about hypocrisy to no ends, friend. And this generation, our posterity, they see more than anything. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. And what I'm talking about right now is the hypocrites. And be careful of influence. Be careful of those who you follow. This is why the Lord tells us to keep our eye single and to keep our eye fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, that we might follow him through the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not the wide and the broad in which leads to hell. So who's the next guy? Well, we got a guy named R. Kelly. He used to be MTV's darling. He's still kind of a big deal out there. He's a soul and hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity. Friends, hypocrisy. You know that USA Today hailed this man for singing a song in which raised finances to help those that have actually contracted the AIDS virus. When in fact, all of his songs, for the most part, friends, for the most part, do nothing but teach the younger generation but sexual promiscuity. Matter of fact, in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted also for 21 counts of child pornography. He was also busted on film having sex with the 14-year-old girl. He was exonerated. Boy, what a message to send to the next generation that judgment is turned into wormwood. In other words, the justice system is for sale. The younger generation believes that if you have enough money, you can go ahead and buy yourself a judge. Folks, that is not justice. That is injustice. And judges that are corrupt, I want to tell you something. My father tells me not to rest judgment. Do not pervert justice or judgment. It's not a good place to bring yourself because at length you are judging yourself. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So, folks, let me ask you the question. If the blind could see, would he not choose a blind man to be his guide? If the blind could see, would he not choose a blind man to be his guide? Ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. You will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. How they stand or fall is exactly how you will stand or fall. Well, Bradley, their influence has no power over me. Okay, that's great. King Richard III of two centuries ago, he used to be in the present friends. He's dead. He died a long time ago. King Richard III was hunchbacked. And because he was hunchbacked, all of his king court servants were also hunchbacked. Yeah, but Bradley, their influence has no power over me. Well, how'd that work out for his king court servants? Or what about the Princess of England over again two centuries ago? What about her? You know, she had a temporary limp. Friends, she had a temporary limp. You know what the women began to do in England? They began to emulate her, copy her. They began to limp. Stupidity to the fullest degree. What about this one? Phone home. Remember that guy, E.T., the extraterrestrial? Side note, did you know that in Sweden, E.T. was banned to children under 11 years old? Because they have a higher standard than the Americans have today. To America's shame. There was a scene at one point where little Elliot began to talk back to his mother. That was not accepted in Sweden. So therefore, they banned the movie for children under 11 years old. But my point is this. Do you remember when Elliot was luring E.T. into his house? What did he use, friends? He used Reese's Pieces to lure E.T. into his house. Did you know, talking about influence, did you know that during the duration of that movie, Reese's Pieces sales went up 400%. Bradley, their influence doesn't, man, they just, I'm telling you, man, I'm just telling you that they don't have any influence over me. Oh, yeah, it does, friends. Remember Yukito Taco Bell? Yukito Taco Bell, remember the little waggly-eared dog? 30-second commercial. 12.9 million units flew off the shelves in record time. You can check that out on Business Wire. Yukito Taco Bell. Little stuffed animals. But Bradley, they don't have any influence over me. Friends, look where we're at today. Why are we where we're at today? Because we're following in the steps of somebody or something. We're being misled. Whenever we take our eyes off the author and the finisher of our faith, friends, I got to say it this way. I'm a street punk kid. I was raised up in North Minneapolis, so whatever you had in life, you had to fight for it. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the cases in my life and reason being that I had to fight for what I have gotten back in when I was a little kid is because I was fighting over things that I didn't know that I had the knowledge that I was free to do. And I want you to understand something, friends. I've shared this with you a couple times, but I have to remind you again. And it's not tedious for me to remind you of this. Every hotel room that I go into, and I'm there quite a bit, my little boy, the first thing he does is he goes right in and he grabs the Bible and he says, Dad, look at no one read this one neither. And I said, son, we need to remedy that problem. So I'm highlighting the books that I read, and I read a book every day of my life. In the New Testament, Old Testament, whatever the case is. And if there's too many, you know, chapters in that book, then obviously I can't read the whole thing during that day. But I'm doing my best to mark them Bibles up to show people that there is someone reading that book. There is someone that's taken responsibility for his sin before a just and a holy God, and he's repented. And he's repented of his sin, and where he sees wrong, he's taken up the right, because Scripture tells us that we live unto him who died for us. And if we live unto him who died for us, we better know him who died for us. And we need to know the direction that he is leading us. And we know that Scripture tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And yes, he makes you free from sin, not in sin. That's real grace. Because we know that sin, and where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. If you want to be liberated, friends, it's not outside of the will of God. It's not outside of the things of Christ. In the natural, we talk about how freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. It's the same thing, friends, of course, in the spiritual. Because what we see in the natural is the fruit of the spiritual. We have been given the freedom in the Son of God. And we have life to those that believe in the Son of God. 1 John, to he who hath the Son hath life. And we've been given that life and that purpose to serve his Father, our Father, through Jesus Christ. Liberated to do the right things. I got a question for you. Who are you following? Who are you following? Because it's interesting, when I do tea parties, I sit there and I listen to these people in the thousands. I'll ask them if they watch the news. They all watch the news. They can tell me who Piers Morgan is. They can tell me who Rachel Maddow is. They can tell me everything Obama's doing. They can tell me all the things that are destroying their country. But they can't tell me one thing, because the second question I'll ask them is, are you a Christian? And, you know, a good portion of them easily. In many cases, friends, all of them will raise their hands. And they'll say, okay, so you're Christians and you can't even tell me three of the Ten Commandments. Nope. But they know everything that's going wrong, but they can tell me nothing that's going right, because they're not in the battle to preserve their rights. Who do you follow? Who do you have your eyes fixed on? Because I just got done sharing with you, friends, that you need to know, if you're in the ditch, it's because Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind, because they're all in the ditch. Well, open up your eyes, because Christ will give you light. It was him who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. So what do we have to do? It's easy. The Bible is everywhere, at every turn. It's the number one seller. It's what's made America great. It's what America has departed from. All these political conservatives today, friends, that are giving you answers to get back to the Constitution, that's great that you get back to the Constitution, but I want to recall something for you. I want to reiterate this for you from Scripture. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. You can go ahead and read the documents all day long, just like you can get in a car. But if that car doesn't have a motor and it's not powered, you ain't going anywhere. And your power source is found by the Holy Ghost. And only God gives that Holy Ghost, that person of that Holy Ghost, to those that obey. Read the book of Acts chapter 5. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.